Thank you for joining us for our podcast today. I'm Eileen McCarthy-Harness, Senior Education Specialist here at Search Institute in Minneapolis. I'm excited to be talking about the evidence-based ninth grade reform program called Building Assets, Reducing Risks. With me today is Ms. Angela Jarabak, and she is the author and program developer. She's also currently the director of the Building Assets, Reducing Risks National U.S. DOE Research Project. She also was the primary author for the Investing in Innovation, I-3 grant that Search Institute was awarded to expand the program to more than 7,500 students in four sites across the nation. Angela has worked in public schools for over 20 years and has developed and co-developed many other successful programs in schools. One such program is the Cargill Elementary Science Program. This program has impacted over 1,500 students and 300 teachers yearly with a focus on engineering and relationships. She also developed the High Achievement Program, which addresses the achievement gap of minority students taking honors courses. This program is currently being implemented statewide. An elementary school counseling program with a focus on Sparks. She is also the Smaller Learning Community Director at St. Louis Park High School here in Minneapolis, as well as having been a high school counselor at that school for over 8 years. Ms. Jarabak has been a presenter at hundreds of conferences and panels nationwide. She has authored numerous articles and co-authored the successful book, Strong Staff, Strong Students, Professional Development in Schools and Youth Programs. She was a facilitator of reviewers for the United States Department of Education Smaller Learning Community Grant Competition and currently serves as a readiness for dissemination review for the National Registry of Evidence-Based Practices and Programs. Angela has been a consultant at the Minnesota Institute of Health and was integrally involved in establishing a school safety center in Minnesota. She also served on the State Board of School Counselors and works closely with government officials. She's currently a consultant for Search Institute, and we're very pleased about that. She's also a board member for the Park Nicollet Health System. She received her master's degree in counseling psychology and is a licensed secondary school counselor and teacher. I'm thrilled to be speaking with Angela today, as she's obviously a very experienced professional who spent her entire career working with young people and developing programs to improve their lives both in and out of school. So now, Angela, thank you for being with us. Can you please tell us a little bit about why and how you developed this program over 12 years ago?
Certainly. Well, it's lovely being here. Thanks, Eileen. I was a high school counselor, as you referenced, and in 1998, it was my fifth year that we had over half of our ninth graders failing one or more of their courses. I went to our administration and was concerned because the staff was discouraged in terms of teaching there, and parents were hesitant to have their students come to the school. And the administration pointed out that this was, in fact, the national average, that about 40 to 50% of ninth graders fail a course in ninth grade. So at that point, I decided to develop a program, and the program both involves the staff, the students, the parents, as well as the broader community.
So it's pretty comprehensive. Maybe it was just your school. How do we know that schools need a ninth grade reform program today?
The current information states that the same student in eighth grade has a 5 times more likelihood of failing a class in ninth grade. And subsequently, the failure rate nationally still stays between 35 and 40% of students in ninth grade fail a course.
Okay, so ninth grade reform really needs to be happening. And I've talked with people all around the country who said that they have a ninth grade academy. And I'm wondering how the Building Assets Reducing Risk program is different than that.
Well, as you referenced, the ninth grade issue is a critical issue. The New York Times recently calls ninth grade the make it or break it year, that this is the year that students either really engage in school and or if they have challenges in ninth grade tend to have a really challenging experience. Many schools have implemented a ninth grade academy. Our program actually was developed before that became something that was in vogue. An academy really addresses a structure, that it structurally changes the ninth grade experience for students and staff. The notable difference with this program is ours both changes structure, but it really emphasizes process. And that is a notable exception and a notable kind of delineating factor.
Okay, so this is a comprehensive program. I know it's listed on NREP's website. Can you share with us why this is so unique and why this is so important?
Being listed on the National Registry of Evidence-Based Practices and Programs is a process that involves multiple years of evaluation and really critical look at data. And to have a program that impacts all students as well as impacts multiple outcomes is really challenging to have that level of rigor to evaluate it. So it's a really notable accomplishment to be listed on NRAP when in fact the number of students that you impact as well as the number of outcomes are so varied.
So in addition to being the only evidence-based ninth grade reform program out there, what else is unique about it? And what makes this program work?
There's two notable pillars to this program. One is relationships and the other is data. So the relationships, there's intentional relationships that are systematized from staff to staff as well as staff to students. And that's coupled with current use of active data. So those two critical aspects make this program effective. We are able to really leverage relationships that are intentionally built by using current data to ensure students are being successful.
How does the Building Assets Reducing Risks program fit with other intervention programs or initiatives that schools may currently have?
The difference with the Building Assets Reducing Risks program is it's a model. So subsequently, you can use the model of using data and relationships when you've established how that protocol is going to happen at your school, and you can address both subpopulations and or content areas within that. So it doesn't become exclusionary, rather it becomes a system in how you operate.
What are the outcomes of the program, and how quickly can a school expect to see results?
The outcomes are to increase course success, which is measured by acquisition of credits, to increase class engagement, which we measure by tardies and absences, to increase students' perception of school climate, and to reduce alcohol, tobacco, and other drug use. Schools in general have really been watching their coursework success or, once again, earning credits, and that change has occurred at schools almost always within the very first grading period, semester, trimester of implementation.
I like that the program addresses school climate as well. I know that the program addresses all ninth graders. How and why would the non-high-risk kids benefit from such a program?
This model is both a remediation model as well as an acceleration model. As I should reference, our failure rate, which was 40 to 50% during baseline, has remained under 20% for over 14 years. But at that same time, our number of students taking AP and IB coursework has increased tenfold. So it really becomes a student-driven program where you're identifying students' strengths and you're able to really grow them. So it's a program that really impacts all students.
Well, I know that there are about four key components of the program. There is an implementation manual or guide, there's a curriculum, there's professional development and training, and I know there's ongoing consultation while a school is implementing the program. There's a lot of curricula out there. What is unique about this curriculum?
The curriculum is a mechanism for the teacher, the core content teachers, to be in active relationship with their students, as well as be delivering social skills that are necessary as you move through young adulthood. The difference from this curriculum compared to other curriculums is the core piece is really those relationships and being able to have a conversation. So there's 30 minutes a week of a curriculum that the classroom teacher is delivering to their classes, but there isn't necessarily correct answers or right answers that the teachers are trying to drill down on. Rather, it's trying to engage the students in an active conversation so there's a trust relationship established at the same time that they're getting some information.
So in addition to that curriculum component, I mentioned that there's professional development and training for staff. Again, there's a lot of professional development out there for educators. What makes this training so unique?
One of the critical differences is that the trainers, there's a team of trainers that come out, and it's a Senior Search Institute experienced trainer, and then they are coupled with a school expert who has been teaching in the program for a minimum of 5 years. So you are going to have on site a current school expert who knows the program, can understand the intersections as well as all of the current mandates and kind of new expectations that schools are experiencing.
Okay, and I think the other thing that's really on the mind of school administrators, of course, is budgets. Budgets have been cut. schools have little resources. How can this program actually save a school district or an individual school money, and is it self-sustaining?
Certainly, I'll reference the self-sustaining aspect first. It is a program that after you get the initial training and understand how to use the model, there isn't any additional costs. That there, once again, it is a self-sustaining model. In regards to actually saving the money, our district initially used grant money to implement the program, but then the district assumed the costs because there was such a notable cost savings in terms of students who were engaging in ninth grade were no longer going to alternative schools in the same numbers they were and or doing credit acquisitions in other places, and we were able to retain our students and not be losing them to these other systems. So our district really saw this as a financial benefit to be able to have upfront costs in ninth grade to ensure that their high school was operational and ensuring that it was economically feasible.
So a school can really know that once they purchase and implement this program, that they can continue to implement it year after year after year without looking for grant dollars to supplement or to keep it going. I think that's a very key part of the program as well. Well, this is surely a one-of-a-kind program that is changing how schools conduct ninth grade. I want to thank you, Angela, for taking the time to tell people about this fabulous program. It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you. And I also want to let our listeners know that if you want to talk with a live person about the program, you can feel free to call me directly. Again, my name is Eileen, and my direct phone number is 612-692-5555. And thanks again for listening.